the truth behind the viral plandemic film, and what was Bill Gates' relationship with Jeffrey Epstein all about? Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we are talking about a very, very viral, very important, I say, documentary. And not just important in the sense that we need to look at it and investigate, but also important to see what is maybe behind it. What's the agenda behind this documentary, this film that's been going absolutely viral. In fact, it's been taken down a number of times by YouTube, I believe by Facebook, by a ton of the social media outlets. They are taking down Plandemic. It's a new film that's been out there, and it's supposedly exposing a lot of the wickedness behind this whole shutdown by our government and the coronavirus and the coronavirus vaccine. And a lot of it is hinged on one specific doctor, and I'm going to get into that a little bit, but that's really not what this show is going to be about, okay? We could talk about the episode, and I'd love to do that. I watched it. It was about 26 minutes long. I watched it twice just to make sure I was gathering the information, but I want to let you know, I was sent this video regarding Plandemic, the film, over 20 different times, and in fact, today is Thursday that we're recording. This is showing now on Friday. And we posted our Bill Gates and Mark of the Beast episode from the Good Fight radio show. And I could show you just over and over again, people saying, watch this, watch this, watch Plandemic. It got sent to our private messenger. So this is one thing, guys. And I want to have a scriptural principle when it comes to looking at these videos, because from Out of the Shadows to this, there are a lot of viral videos that have been going out there that have been, quote unquote, exposing truths. And I'm going to put this out there right now before I even start examining some of it, okay? There is a ton of truth, I believe, on both of these videos. I think that both videos provide some truths about some stuff that's going on. I think, obviously, some of them may go a little too far, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But nonetheless, there are two verses, specifically in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, that I always attempt my best to remember and look through when it comes to these issues or otherwise, look through these goggles, okay, the 1817 and 1813 goggles, to remember exactly what it is that I'm looking at and also remember where I'm coming from. In Proverbs 1817, it warns us, the first to plead his case seems right until another comes and examines him. So I want to make sure that if I'm listening to somebody tell me a bunch of information, that I recognize and remember in the back of my head, wait a second, there is someone else that's going to examine this. And we need to be biblical in this. We need to examine whatever's being thrown out there as truth. And I do believe, and I'll go into specifically Mickey Willis and who he is, the creator of this film, and he's in the documentary, you can see him. And I'll be talking about him quite a bit, but I want to make sure, guys, that we're looking at this and saying, okay, let's check out who's examining him, and let's weigh it on the balance of truth and see what comes out. Because that's what we need to do biblically. We need to be objective about things and say, is what is being stated here true? Okay. And if somebody has an argument, let's sit out and listen to it. I can say one of the most dangerous things, if you've ever been involved in biblical counseling for husbands and wives and just listening to one side of the story, you could get a crazy story and think, wow, this guy must be a lunatic. But if you don't take that principle, and I've been told this for quite a while, I know from Joe and Lisa were the ones who told me about this when it came to biblical counseling, and that this verse specifically is one that they've had to learn through and really get a good understanding when it comes to when you hear a case is pleaded, you want to make sure that you have What is the examination on the other side? We don't want to just take all this information in. And I will put this out there. There is a big danger when it comes to sitting on the internet, just looking video after video, trying to find more truth. I think sometimes it could be so addictive that it's somewhat esoteric. I know I don't want to get that way and make someone feel offended. But what I'm saying is a lot of times people are trying to find these other truths and more truths. And sometimes it's a gnosis. That's what it seems like, that it becomes so addicting to having more information than the guy next to you. And one of the things I just want to put out before we even start examining some of this is, guys, we need to make sure we know the article, the original article. We need to know the truth is found in Scripture. And once we have that established, we can then go out and examine every other truth claim by that. And that's what Jesus said to in the high priestly prayer in John 17 to his Father before he was to be taken. We are supposed to judge the truth by the word of God. That's what he said in John 17:17. He said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth. And I'm going to examine whatever statements are being made by his word. That's what I'm going to do. But I also want to point out Proverbs 18:13. He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and a shame to him. It is a shame that if you go and give an answer to someone without ever looking at the material that they provided, and I'm not saying you have to look, somebody sends you five videos and you're just like, bro, I'm trying to ask a question, and you get stuck on those videos forever. I'm not saying that. But to give a definitive answer, you need to make sure that you're looking into it. So it's not a shame to you when you just throw out something real quick and you have this hot take that you're going to tell everyone about, but you didn't really examine it. And then it becomes your folly and shame when someone says, hey, you didn't really get enough evidence to make the statement that you made. And this happens all the time. We posted a video about the mark of the beast today, and multiple people are like, hey, man, you guys think that the vaccine's the mark of the beast? I'm like, that's not what we said. It's to your folly and shame. You didn't actually look at the argumentation. So that's one of the things that I try to do. If something's going viral like this, I want to look into it. But I will be honest with you. When it was sent to me and when I was seeing it go everywhere, before even watching the video, I said, I need to examine this guy, okay? Because this isn't the first time, this is not the first time that something of a truther video goes out and then you kind of unfold some things that they're about and you're like, wait a second, is there something more behind this? You guys may remember Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist, for many people, the guy behind that, okay, with the most ridiculous source material ever for a video, and you see, I do not want to start going off on a Zeitgeist sidetrack, but nonetheless, Zeitgeist basically, they pulled a coup on people because they thought for a lot of people that they were just examining truth claims, and then next thing you know, Jesus is the same as Mithra, and you realize this guy is absolutely 100% just backed by Satan, and people actually fell for it. And I was heartbroken talking to people that fell for the lies that were in Zeitgeist, and there's so much damage done to the body of Christ through this lie. It went so viral, it was on Netflix, guys. Like, there was so much damage done to the body of Christ through that film. And we do have an article on goodfight.org. You guys can check that out. And Tony will put a link to that article concerning it. And I believe Elliot Nash has probably the best video I've seen online for that. You guys can check that out. And Tony, you can find that link too. I'm making Tony work today. So we got a couple clips to play too. But also, guys, this is something that I recently had person to person happen to me. I went out on 3rd Street Promenade to go share the gospel. And I see these guys standing out there. It's like really expensive posters and digital work and video screens. And I'm like, this is a lot of money behind this. I'm like, what is going on here? This isn't just some guy standing up here with a guitar waiting for some change. I'm like, something is behind this. And I look into it, and their whole entire gambit had to do with shock therapy and warning about shock therapy that's going on. And I'm like, okay, there may be some truth to how wicked that is. I don't really know. I haven't looked into it. But then guess what happened when I, you know, removed the cloth and asked some questions? I realized, oh, you're Scientologists. Okay, I see that you're using this. You're using this really expensive, you know, presentation and documentaries, and you have these doctors and all these people coming out, and you're using that because you have an agenda to have other people believe this truth and then become Scientologists. Just like Zeitgeist wanted people to believe this truth, even though I don't agree with even the quote-unquote truth claims they had before that, you want people to believe this truth, and then in order for you to come and do what? Get people to believe that Jesus is a myth and that he never existed. Some of the most ridiculous historical claims ever made by anyone with a pulse. Okay, so I was looking at that and I said, wow, this is really interesting. So before I like to click on viral videos, the first thing I like to do is see, what is this person about? So the first thing I did was look up the guy in the video. His name's Mickey. And if you go to his YouTube channel right now, the video pinned at the top is the video we are going to play right now. Tony, let's play that clip.
I here had a birthday recently, and he received two presents that were exactly the same. So I said, let's go to the toy store and we'll exchange one for something that you don't have. And this is what he chose. Now, how do you think a dad feels when his son wants to get this?
Yeah!
It's Ariel,
yeah!
By the way.
That's how I feel. Right, Zuri? I let my boys choose their life. That's how Mama and I, you know, that's how we are, right? We just say whatever.
Yeah!
We say, yeah, choose it. Yeah. Choose your expression. Choose what you're into. Choose your sexuality. Choose whatever. And you have my promise right now, both of you, as we sit in this car, this hot car in this parking lot, you have my promise forever to love you and accept you no matter what life you choose.
You see that right there, guys? That's his first ever viral clip, all right? It's a minute-long video of him having a child, a little girl's doll, and saying his son picked it, and that he gets to choose his sexuality. Guys, I'm always worried about the agenda behind these videos, and when it comes to this guy, okay, we have a problem. That's something that we have to recognize right from the get-go. And I'm not saying, hey, you can't get anything from somebody who doesn't know the truth and doesn't know the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Because I watched Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, before I got saved. About 4 months before I actually came to the Lord in his grace had a friend take me to a premiere for the movie Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. And for me at that time, it made me question my atheism. And it was a breadcrumb that God gave me that led me to eventually watching They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and then giving my life to Christ. So I don't want to be sitting here recording a show telling you that if somebody's a heretic or if somebody is a New Age weirdo, which we're going to get into, if somebody believes these crazy things, you can't get any truth from them. That's not what I'm saying whatsoever. And I don't want that to be claimed. But what I am saying, guys, is there agenda behind it? Is there an agenda? The Bible is really clear on two things, and Paul mentions these both in Ephesians, in one in chapter 6 and one in chapter 2. The truth is that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, okay? We're wrestling against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, okay? We need to remember that Satan, the prince of the power of the air, works through the sons of disobedience. So it's not on accident that these things go viral and the people behind it love the New Age. The people behind it literally make videos of their little boy getting a girl's toy and then saying, I don't care about your sexuality. And that is the most viral video until now, Plandemic, that he has. It is the video that he has pinned on his YouTube channel right now. I just clicked on it to make sure. Right now, as I'm recording it, that is the video on his personal YouTube channel to let everyone know he doesn't care if his son goes into whatever sexuality, right? I wonder if he takes that to its logical conclusion, because I am sure the parents of Jeffrey Dahmer cared about the decisions that he made, right? And when we look at the Old Testament, I am sure very clearly in Scripture, very clearly that, especially under the theocracy that God places, that sexual habits and sin need to be dealt with. They're not something we brush under the rug. So while that doesn't seem like, okay, maybe he's not pushing this agenda in this film, that's not it. And I want to point this out before we get into some of his New Age teaching and some of the things that he has on his site. Deuteronomy 13 tells us something I believe very profound, especially when it comes to false prophets, especially when it comes to dreamers of dreams, and whether or not, hey, this guy had this happen and there was some truth in it. Okay, I'm going to use this principle. All right, I'm not saying that that's what Deuteronomy 13 is talking about. Deuteronomy 13 is talking about false prophets and dreamers of dreams coming in and giving people signs and wonders that come to pass. And God tells us exactly why he allows them to have some truth. In Deuteronomy 13, verse 1, it says, if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Guys, that's something we got to do. When it comes to this video right now, you may be getting truth from it, and this is only part one, but when does, as I'm forgetting the guy's name, but I'm going to give you the link, Tony. He made a video on this called, quote, half woke concerning this. And I had actually written out a lot of my episode, and then I watched his video. I was like, oh, that's really interesting. He's got some really good stuff on there. And he saw a lot of the same things that I was seeing in some of the symbolism his website uses. And he called it the bait and switch. And that's, as I'm saying, as he was saying in that film, yes, I'm worried a little bit about the bait and switch and what's going to happen when this guy comes out. And what's the next video? Is it going to be, you know, the universal consciousness that we need to follow? Because guys, I'm going to have Tony put the video on there, and I cannot wait. And Tony, this is just making me miss it all the more and making me say, let's get in there as quick as possible. And by the way, the video that I was talking about, it's on Point Preparedness. That On Point Preparedness, it's called Half Woke Plandemic Movie, What You Didn't Know. You guys can check that out for more resources on this. And John Haller is going to be doing an entire episode concerning Mr. Mickey here on his Sunday broadcast for the prophecy update. So you guys can check those out as well. And I encourage you guys to. But nonetheless, that is what I am looking at and saying, is this guy going to pull a bait and switch? Because it is not simply just the video of him pushing his son and saying, hey, if you like girls' toys and I don't care about your sexuality. But guys, this dude is a full-on New Ager. Is a full-on New Ager. On the elevate.us website, the video to promote his production company is one of the weirdest videos you could find. And I'm not going to give you the whole run through, but you'll see a burning bush about midway through the video, a burning bush with a witch. And all of a sudden she's shaking hands with some lady, putting darkness into that lady. And then it goes up into the universe. And then a plant opens, but the plant in that universe is actually the light within some man who then sheds that light to other people. And we're going to play a clip right now from an interview that Mickey did about a very weird movie that, according to his website, they're still in production on. Tony, let's play that clip.
Well, this is a movie. I'm not here to just direct a movie. I want to direct the movie every time, the one that really completely fulfills every desire that I have. And so this movie, Be Brave, comes into my awareness, and it's about a young man named Daniel Northcott, who started at about 20 years old traveling the world to all the sacred sites. And he was obsessed with the subject of interconnectedness and wanted to go around and meet all the sacred people and the indigenous people and to really delve into this subject of how humans are connected with each other and with nature. Because he could see, even at that young age, that we had become disconnected with nature itself. And along his, you know, he visited 42 countries, and along the way he was taking a memorabilia, a sacred object or a rock or something from each of these sacred sites. And his journey, the last place they went to was in a Mayan cave in Mexico. And he was guided by a tour guide and his friend who spoke Spanish. And they arrived after several hours of hiking into this cave, very, very deep. I think it was about 8 or 10 hours into a cave, into a mountain. They came upon a sacred burial site for the Mayan people. And the tour guide said, don't take anything from the site. And because when you do, you get sick. Everyone that's ever taken anything from this site, they have very, very bad luck and they get very sick. And please don't. And the kid said, please tell him, though. I need to take something. I take it from every sacred site I ever go to. All of this is on camera. All of this is being filmed. That was a part I left out. Was Dan was an aspiring filmmaker, so he was filming every bit of his life. And he ended up taking a small bone from this Mayan cave, and which was kind of out of his character to dishonor something sacred like that. But he just became obsessed with this for whatever reason. Maybe we'll discover the reason as we create this movie. But a few months later, he was diagnosed with bone cancer, leukemia.
You see, it's really interesting when it comes to his choice of film to make. And later in that interview, he says two things that were really trippy. One of which, he believes that his creative nature, the way that he creates, that is his dharma. Okay? So when he made this film that everyone's watching online, Plandemic, he believes he was fulfilling his dharma. Yes, guys, that is a Hindu mode of understanding. It's an eternal and inherent nature of reality, regarded in Hinduism as a cosmic law underlining right behavior and social order. And this isn't the first really weird thing he's got going on. By the way, you got someone getting cancer from going down inside of a Mayan cave and grabbing bones out of it, and because it's sacred, that's why he was cursed. Guys, Mayans were literally, they sacrificed other human beings. He went to all these holy sites. In that video, I didn't even mention earlier, in the video that he has on his website, after this inner light goes out, you see them going to Buddha, a giant Buddha statue, and then, oh, there's the Dalai Lama and a bunch of these monks. And then, guys, this stuff is not an accident. This interconnectivity with us and nature, this new age mumbo jumbo, this we're all one. This is exactly what Satan wants. That's why I wonder what the agenda will be. According to Mickey's bio on the Connect Beyond Festival, which he was a part of in 2019, his production company was instrumental in marketing and distributing for The Secret. Yes, The Secret. If you guys remember that, and a newer video came out just recently with Katie Holmes as well. But The Secret is this manifestation where you believe something, so then it comes to existence. It is a 100% satanic. Joe has an entire series he did on it when the book came out, and he was involved in the distributing of this. This is the guy whose video is going viral, telling everyone that they know the truth. But what do I want to look at? I don't just want to look at who he is. I do want to care what agenda he has behind this, but also I wanted to look at some of the material he had. Now, he bases a lot of the material off of one doctor, and I'm not going to go as far into that, but I read a few of the articles, the secular articles against it, specifically Derek Berez. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. He wrote an article on Big Think, and he listed seven reasons to be weary of the Plandemic documentary. But one of them I had somewhat of a problem with. He mentioned the Bakersfield doctors, Dr. Dan Erickson and Artin Musihi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that one right either, but the team that runs an urgent care center in Bakersfield were forceful in their assessment that sheltering in place is nonsense. Their videos were taken off of social media for spreading misinformation, yet that makes perfect fodder for the Plandemic. To be fair, in one clip, they make a good point. Humans need to be exposed to bacteria. Our immune systems require exposure. In normal times, we've gone overboard with antibacterial soap. Kids need dirt. The problem is that this point is conflated with sheltering at home. What we're avoiding is not bacteria, but an overwhelming our healthcare system. Sure, a large percentage of those infected with COVID-19 are asymptomatic. Doctors are still trying to understand why that is. We're protecting vulnerable populations whose immune systems cannot handle it as well as doctors and nurses. The film's editing is disingenuous. It makes it appear that if we only got a little COVID, we'd be all right. The debate over herd immunity is a separate conversation. The short-term solution is sheltering at home. Now, guys, I want to point something out. Even in Plandemic, let alone the entire video of the two doctors from Bakersfield, they mention sheltering at home for the sick. and those vulnerable. So I think he's actually the one in this article being disingenuous concerning their interview. Now, he has other problems that I can understand. He also, you know, he comes against, there's a video at the end of the movie where Dr. Fauci is talking about how there is going to be a pandemic soon in the next couple of years. Now, that's something that has been said by a number of people, but it is eerie when you know who's saying it and some of the statements made about Dr. Fauci. And I honestly don't know how much I trust him, but I'm just letting you know, guys, we have to look at these things on equal scales. We have to say, okay, do I trust this doctor? She would say that people planted evidence on her. They would say she stole things. She was, during the AIDS epidemic that happened, she was really involved in helping what went on there. Okay, so she doesn't seem to be a complete quack at the very least. So you need to weigh yourself in terms of, hey, what is this woman all about? I have no idea. But the thing is that we have to be weary of the agenda behind what may be behind plandemic. If the person behind it is pushing some of this satanic stuff, because that's what it is, guys, I do not believe it's an accident. Let's make sure if this prophet or dreamer of dreams is giving you a sign or wonder that comes true, but it leads you to another god, it's not that we just don't pay attention, but we look at it and expose the wickedness and say, okay, I see some truth here, but why don't we do our own research? Okay, why don't we look at some of these things and say, this stuff is wicked. I'm not going to be involved with what's going on at Elevate over there with Mickey. I'm going to be involved with what's going on in Jesus, and I'm going to take everything he has, and all in honesty, with a grain of salt. Now, I have to go through this really fast. I only got 2 minutes left, according to Tony, but New York Times, guys, this is not fake news. Just kidding. New York Times has fake news all the time. But nonetheless, this is New York Times. This is secular. Okay, just same thing, guys. We want to take everything with a grain of salt, but we also look at things and we say, hey, if you're providing this evidence, I'm going to take a look at it. Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship was called into question. It's mentioning a lot of the friends of Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, the Clintons were well known to be friends with Jeffrey Epstein. There was also a number of people, Lawrence Krauss, some other quote-unquote scientists. But they said, this is what it says on the New York Times article. Few, though, compared in prestige and power to the world's second richest person, a brilliant and intensely private luminary, Bill Gates. And unlike many others, Mr. Gates started his relationship after Mr. Epstein was convicted of his sex crimes. Mr. Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, whose $100 billion plus fortune has endowed the world's largest charitable organization, has done his best to minimize his connection with Epstein, stating, I didn't have any business relationship or friendship with him. In fact, though, beginning in 2011, Mr. Gates met with Mr. Epstein on numerous occasions, including at least 3 times at Mr. Epstein's Manhattan townhouse, and at least once staying late into the night, according to interviews with more than a dozen people familiar with their relationship. Employees of Mr. Gates Foundation paid multiple visits to Mr. Epstein's mansion, and Mr. Epstein spoke with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and J.P. Morgan Chase about a proposed multi-billion dollar charitable fund, an arrangement that had the potential to generate enormous fees for Mr. Epstein. This is a quote from Bill Gates in 2011. His lifestyle is very different and kind of intriguing, although it would not work for me. Yeah, his lifestyle of getting, raping, sending little girls off with dignitaries and other and the like. Yeah, it's intriguing to you, isn't it, Mr. Gates? And I'm going to tell you this. I don't trust Mr. Gates. Go look at our podcast show concerning this. I don't know what the guy's up to, but it doesn't look good, in all honesty. I know he likes killing babies, and so did his daddy, and they pay a lot of money so they can kill babies. But guys, I just want to encourage you, please look into these things. Let's make sure we're judging everything by scripture. If you're getting offended by looking at and or us looking at the agenda that could be behind this video, guys, just look at it yourself and make sure that when someone has an argument, you make sure to check the evidence on the other side. And for everyone else, you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. Also, look and examine before you make your statement so that you won't be in folly and open shame. This is Chad Davidson, and this is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available. or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.